It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan and Ian are here with me, and we'd love for you to be part of the show now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS, because it's time to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you've not played in the last 30 days, you can play right now. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who appear every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge, and it's ladies' night. And every Thursday night, Well Hungarians play at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, also no cover charge. Not ladies' night, but amazing food there. You want more information, go to wellhungarians.net and find out all of the places they are playing around town. Let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, first of all, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Sucking up to the host is always a good start.
Good start. And today is Global Awareness for Rare Disease Day, so I ask everyone to support in some way, if they can, researching the rare and even not so rare diseases by even going to those fundraisers that people put on for their families.
I thought you were going to say by contracting a rare disease. That would really
That would
really be a commitment, I think, but probably one you don't want.
Nope.
If your disease was so obscure it would never appear on an episode of House, that's an obscure disease.
It's pretty obscure.
Yeah. Todd, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories await every Friday afternoon when we push that button and they come spilling out. Category one, always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two, the Academy Awards are going to be on Sunday night, so it's about the Best Picture nominees. And category three, forgotten late-night TV hosts. You know, Jimmy Fallon has recently taken over for Jay Leno, and Seth Meyers has taken over for Jimmy Fallon on the late-night show. I watched one episode of that and thought, well, this is something I don't have to set the DVR for every night. Nothing really exciting going on there, considering that Jimmy Fallon, I think, set the bar pretty high over the last 5 years on that show. Seth Meyers doesn't seem to have much going on. But these are people who had late-night shows and then didn't because they were really, really bad. You can have that one or the other, one of the other categories. What'll it be?
I think late-night's gone all downhill, so I don't watch that anymore. So I'll go with the, what's going on, daily.
Have you been paying attention?
Yes. Okay. I have not been, but I'm going to try it anyway.
All right. Well, here's how we play the Harris Challenge for our new listeners. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. Todd will have 60 seconds to answer the questions. If you want to, Todd, you can pass on any question, then go back and pick it up later, assuming we have not gotten to the one-minute mark when the buzzer will sound and we'll tally up your points. And if you get eight or more, then you're a winner. And you get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. And you can get one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Ask for the maple donuts with bacon.
Oh, yeah.
People think we're lying about that. We're not.
No.
And by the way, go in and say, I'd like a bacon the size of, I'd like a donut the size of my head. And they'll tell you, that's all of our donuts here.
Yes.
We have them right here in the display case.
They are absolutely awesome.
Mm.
And from Werenberg Theaters, we have passes for two to see movies, including Nonstop, the one with Liam Neeson.
Mm.
We also have Need for Speed and the Lego Movie, along with others.
All from
Werenberg.
So once again, those are passes to see movies.
Movies from Werenberg.
Of course, if you get all five questions right, that's 15 points. We call it a clean sweep, and that gets you all the prizes, a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
And unfortunately, we have to send you a 1099, and then, you know, the IRS comes after you because you didn't pay taxes on it. That's your problem, not mine, Todd. I just host the show.
That's a good problem to have, though.
Your category, that's right. Your category, Ian was telling me, speaking of having to pay taxes, those people who found those gold coins in their backyard?
That's right. They're thinking worth $10 million of gold coins. They haven't sold any yet. I think they all just still have them in their person. But the taxes they're going to have to pay, 47%.
47%
on the value of the coins, whether they sell them or not.
Wow.
As long as they're in their possession.
Just because they found them on their property?
There is a 1969 law that was, I think it was called, I don't know.
The treasure trove law?
Yeah, treasure trove, where any treasure that you find, you're liable for taxes.
Even if it's on your own property and you didn't put it there, well, that would make it a treasure. If you put it there, it's not a treasure.
If it's, yeah, if it's not yours and you find
47%.
It.
47%. So
that's $4.7 million.
Yes,
that's outrageous.
And before you say that's outrageous and you feel bad for them, remember that a week ago, they had no gold coins.
Yes. I know that. I understand
that. So they're going to they're gonna find out, oh, that $10 million is only $5 million. How will we pay the mortgage?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sure, they're sorry for going public with that, aren't they?
Yeah, really.
All right, Todd, have you been paying attention as the category? We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state's governor vetoed a bill this week that would have allowed discrimination against gays based on religious beliefs?
Arizona.
Correct. And according to an autopsy released today, which actor died of acute mixed drug intoxication?
Philip Seymour. Hoffman.
Correct. Who became the first openly gay athlete in a major U.S. sport when the Brooklyn Nets signed him to a contract this week?
What is his name?
That's what I asked you.
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it?
Pass on that. What virtual currency equivalent to $425 million has disappeared from an exchange in Tokyo, causing it to declare bankruptcy?
Bitcoin.
Correct. What did new government data show has dropped 43% in young children in the last 10 years?
So repeat that question.
What did new government data show has dropped 43% in young children in the last 10 years?
I don't have a clue.
Obesity.
I was going to say that.
Oh, you should have out loud. If you'd said it out loud, we all would have heard it, and you would have won something. The gay basketball player.
He's got a twin brother, too. I can't think of his name.
Jason Collins. Let's see how you did here, Todd. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and unfortunately, that's only 7 points.
Can I just get one bonus point for thinking the answer?
you know what? Let me ask the judges. Let me see what they say. Put the burden on them.
No.
I didn't think so. But at least they thought about it. You see?
Yeah. What was the question again? Young kids?
Yeah. New government data shows that obesity has dropped 43% in young children in the last 10 years.
And young children. Yeah, okay. I thought the answer. I said, no, they don't. There's such a thing in young children.
Todd, trust me. Trust me when I tell you it's not going to be good for you in the long run to fixate on young children.
He keeps trying.
Stop that right now. You only got 7 points, and that means we do have to punish you. For punishment, I thought we would go to somebody nominated for an award this weekend. Not for an Academy Award, but for a Razzie Award. Will Smith and his son Jaden Smith last year made the movie After Earth, which is nominated for Worst Picture, Worst Actor, Worst Supporting Actor, and Worst Screen Combo. Here they were promoting it on a British talk show when somebody said, maybe it's a good idea if we get young Jaden Smith to rap and for Will Smith to be the beatbox. Whoever thought that was a good idea was wrong, as this will prove.
Okay. Hello. Hello. How you doing there? Hello. Like, hello. Like, hello. My name is Jaden, and I'm a young fellow. Like to keep it mellow. I like to make friends and make trends. Attend the young school dances, young romances. Girl, this is your chance. It's a long shot.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Would it be child abuse if somebody smacked him?
If he would do a
couple more years.
If we could get 43% less rapping out of the Smith family, we'd all be better off, wouldn't we?
Amen.
Will Smith was pretty good back in the days of Parents Don't Understand.
Sure.
But this, no. Not so much. Todd, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but you earned it.
I earned it. I'll try it again in a few months.
Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you very much. Here's our next contestant on the challenge today. Hello, Luke.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just on my way home for the weekend, ready for another winter weekend.
Yeah, okay. Which category would you like? We have Best Picture nominees, forgotten late-night TV hosts, or he calls that acting. Also about some Oscar nominees for this weekend.
Let's see. I'll take that last one.
He calls that acting.
Yeah.
Okay, these are all about actors who are nominated for Best Actor or Best Supporting Actor this year at the Academy Awards. Luke, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
Of the five nominees for Best Actor, who's the only one who also starred as a crime-fighting superhero?
Ooh.
You can pass.
I'll pass.
For which movie is Barkhad Abdi nominated for his first movie role as a Somali pirate?
The Captain Phillips movie.
Correct. Jonah Hill is up for his second supporting actor Oscar in 3 years. What was the first one for?
Fast.
Which Best Actor nominee was last up for an Oscar 35 years ago for Coming Home?
John Boyd.
Bruce Dern. Which nominee appeared in both a movie up for Best Picture and The Hangover Part 3?
Seth Rogen.
Bradley Cooper. Of the five nominees for Best, you're going to run out of time before I can repeat any of the questions. Seth Rogen was not in any of the Hangover movies, by the way.
Was the Jonah Hill one, was that Moneyball?
Yeah, that's correct. And the guy who also was a crime-fighting superhero, he's Batman. Christian Bale.
Oh.
Yeah. Luke, we're disappointed, too, because you only got 2 points.
Sorry.
Once again, Smith Family Rapperson.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Why does the crowd go crazy?
He hadn't started yet. He just said hello.
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 Hello. My name is Jaden, and I'm a young fellow. Like to keep it mellow. I like to make friends and make trends. Attend the young school dances, young romances.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Hold it right there, Jaden. I have a feeling we may be coming back to you.
Oh.
Luke, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. Here's our third contestant. Hello, Blair.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
5'11", 28 years old, single, good-looking ladies.
Turn-ons, turn-offs?
No,
they'll shut this place down. Please don't go there. All of a sudden,
how do the ladies contact them? Email address? You going to throw that out there?
Oh, my Guy Phillips, leave me out of this. Which category would you like there, Blair? We have Best Picture nominees, forgotten late-night TV hosts, or now that's an actress. That would be women who are nominated for Academy Awards this weekend.
Best Picture nominees.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which movie has nominees for Best Actor, Best Actress, Supporting Actor, and Supporting Actress?
12 Years a Slave. No.
American Hustle.
That's it.
Which Best Picture nominee was produced by Brad Pitt, who also appears in the movie?
12 Years a Slave.
Correct. You can't answer that anymore. Which Best Picture nominee's cast includes a heard but not seen performance by Scarlett Johansson?
Gravity.
Her. Which Best Picture nominee stars one of the leads in the HBO series True Detective?
It's Matthew McConaughey, but I don't know.
You don't know the name of the movie?
No.
Okay, but go to the five-pointer then. In which Best Picture nominee do we only see the faces of two actors?
Gravity.
Correct.
Yay!
All right, now give me that Matthew McConaughey movie.
I don't know what he's in. I have no idea. It's
people are screaming in their cars right now.
It's called Dallas Buyers
Club. Oh, and I saw that too.
Oh man. That's the one you saw. That's what you need to. Yeah, again.
That's awful.
Again, we only get points when you say them out loud.
I know. I'm shamed enough. Do you really have to play the Will Smith thing?
For 7 points, Blair, yes, we do have to play Jaden Smith.
But Blair,
this is your chance, it's a long shot. Cupid tried to hit your ball, but it's the wrong shot. Because I'm trying to rock the mic, you know I won't stop. I'ma keep rapping about this love until the song stops. Hello.
No, back to the hellos now.
Maybe women will feel sorry for Blair. And
wow.
Then.
By the way, for doing the doom, doom, doom in the background, Will Smith made $28 million.
All right.
How does that work?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Blair, I'm sorry. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
It looks like it's going to be donuts and movies for us, boys.
All right.
Let's see if we can do something with our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Okay, first of all, I have always been AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I'm Mike. I'm originally from the area, and I am an unemployed radio DJ.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you been on the radio in St. Louis?
No. Mountain Grove, Missouri, 4 years.
Well, good luck with your career. I hope it turns into something good news very soon.
Oh, it will.
Which category would you like? Forgotten late-night TV hosts or now that's an actress?
Oh, boy. Let's go with the first one.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike.
Okay.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Wheel of Fortune host once had his own late-night show on CBS?
Pat Sajak.
Correct. Which original Saturday Night Live star tried and failed with his own late-night show at the height of his movie career?
Oh, height of his movie career. Pat.
Which NBA Hall of Famer once had a disastrous syndicated late-night show for a few months
Magic
in 1998? Magic Johnson is right. Before starring on Growing Pains, who had a short run with a syndicated late-night show?
Kirk Cameron.
Alan Thicke, Thicke of the Night. Which one-time host of The Daily Show preceded Craig Ferguson as host of The Late Late Show after Letterman on CBS?
Jon Stewart.
Craig Kilborn. Back to the two-pointer. Which original Saturday Night Live star tried and failed with his own late-night show at the height of his movie career?
At the height of Eddie Murphy?
Chevy Chase.
Yeah, it was a horrible show.
It was terrible. You know what Chevy Chase and Magic Johnson both proved? Mostly Magic. Magic was always a really good money-in-the-bank guest.
Yeah.
But he proved that sitting on one side of the desk is not the same as sitting on the other side of the desk.
No.
And Chevy Chase proved... not really as talented as everybody thought.
As he thought.
Mike, you got the Magic Johnson for 3 points and Pat Sajak for one, but again, below that punishment threshold. So I guess the only word I can think of is hello.
Oh.
Good enough.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Wait a second.
What happened to Jaden Smith? Hang on.
Where is he?
Oh.
Did he say goodbye?
No.
Oh, no, I'm here. No.
No, where's Jaden Smith?
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, you got to do this to me.
Hello. How you doing there? Hello. Like, hello. Like, hello.
Mike, I hope when you get your full-time radio job, you never have to play that.
Okay, tell Tim hi for me.
So, thank you very much for calling. We go on to our next contestant and our final one today, Joe, the only one who can save us from a quintuple punishment day.
How are you?
I'm fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm stuck in traffic, running late, and I'm glad I like Will Smith.
Joe, we have one more Academy Awards category. It's called Now That's an Actress. I hope you know something about the nominees this year, because we've got 60 seconds on the clock, and here we go. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was directed by Woody Allen in her Best Actress-nominated role in Blue Jasmine?
Pass.
Which Best Actress nominee once won a Razzie for Worst Actress in All About Steve?
Pass.
Which actress is nominated for the third time in 4 years and won an award for Silver Linings Playbook? Jennifer Lawrence.
Same thing.
Julia Roberts is nominated as Best Supporting Actress for what movie did she get her only Oscar?
Don't know. Pass.
Which Best Actress nominee has 3 Oscars already, including one in 2012 for The Iron Lady?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Meryl Streep.
Crap.
Let's see if Gwyneth Paltrow is the answer to any of the others here.
Everything's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Nope, I'm looking back here and see no reason to go back and ask.
Sandra Bullock with What About Steve? Wasn't Bradley Cooper in that, too?
That's correct. And Julia Roberts got her Oscar for Erin Brockovich. And Blue Jasmine was the movie that Cate Blanchett starred in. So, Joe, of all our punishees today, you're the punishest. Congratulations. And here again.
Did you add up my score yet?
You got zero. Zippo. Okay. Squat. Nada. Goose egg. Well, it's what we call in the business a Jaden Smith.
Jaden and I'm a young fellow. Like to keep it mellow. I like to make friends and make trends. Attend the young school dances. Young romances.
Okay, okay. Oh. Proving how difficult it is to actually make a good rap song. The Smith Family, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the Harris Challenge. We play it every Friday at 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS.com.